Good afternoon, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's market news summary. Well, Cattle Complex was able to come back from the weekend with a little bit of vengeance after losing $9 to $14 on some of the feeder cattle and live cattle contracts last week. But unfortunately, you can't gain all of that back in one day. However, big triple-digit gains were noted throughout much of the feeder cattle contracts. For the May feeders, they added $3.80 by the closing bell, finishing their day right at the $2.38 mark, while the August feeders up $4.27 on the day, finishing their bid at $2.4977. Live cattle futures not quite as big as those gains, but hey, triple-digit gains in the green were great to see as a June contract up $2.35 at $173.82. August live cattle futures up $2.37 at $171.12. Of course, the negative numbers put pressure on the cash cattle markets last week, as officially we saw the live deals 1 to 2 lower from the previous week, as their bids last week coming in 182 to 185. Dressed cattle 3 to 4 lower last week, anywhere from 290 to 295. When you turn to the local auction to talk about some of the prices there, we certainly saw Sydney Livestock last week having the coal cows doing really well, like many of the other sale barns. Sydney Livestock last week, 125 to 145 on the coal cows, while Torrington Livestock on Friday also finding their coal cows mostly 133 up to 146.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com, funded by the Beef Checkoff.
When it comes to cereal disease protection, Prosaro Pro 400 SC fungicide from Bayer makes all the difference. With three effective active ingredients for overlapping control of foliar and head diseases, and a flexible application window for head scab, it's formulated to lower DON, protect yield potential, and promote superior grain quality. Prosaro Pro. The future of plant health starts here. Visit ProsaroPro.com to learn more. Always read and follow grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions.
As anticipated, the grain complex continued to soften up after a decent small rally for the KC winter wheat last week, and unfortunately giving back nearly all of those gains, as technically speaking, the consistent lack of buying interest has been unusually high for the past 7 months, especially as prices are far below USDA's estimates of the production cost. Checking out some of the futures from today, we saw the May KC winter wheat notching nickel losses at 584, July KC winter wheat on the board down 6 1/4, right at 581. Minneapolis spring wheat seeing similar losses, with the May contract giving away nearly 6 cents, right at 637. July spring wheat also off 6 cents at 644. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.